I went on a lot of camping trips with my family when I was little, and my cousin would come with us a lot of times. And one time when I was 10, she told me a horror story about a little girl and her dog, and it was quite traumatizing to me at the time, and I definitely remember it in great detail. So the story goes that the little girl is home alone for the first time because her parents are going out, and she only has her dog for company. And she's quite nervous to be home alone for the first time. So she like locks all her doors and windows and she goes to bed, and she always has her dog sleeping next to her, under the bed. And whenever she gets scared, she'll like put her hand down and like maybe she'll pet the dog, or the dog will lick her hand, and then she'll know that she's safe. So she goes to bed and everything's normal. And sometime in the middle of the night, she'll hear, like, she hears, like, a whimpering noise, like, behind a wall or something. She wakes up and gets scared, but she puts her hand down under her bed, and she feels, like, a lick on her hand, so she calms down and goes back to bed. And then she wakes up later to the same noise, and she wakes up, puts her hand down, feels a lick, and then is calm again and falls asleep. This happens repeatedly until then there's a new noise, and this is like a weird dripping noise. So she's pretty frightened by this point. She gets up and, you know, feels her way through the dark of the room and walks down the hallway and opens the bathroom. And in the bathroom, she sees her dead, mutilated dog, disemboweled, hanging in the shower. His blood's like pooling all over the floor. So that is the story. And I guess the question is, who was licking your hand? So yeah, that scared me a lot when I was little, and I still remember it to this day.